Welcome to Single Mom Mindset, the podcast, a place for choice moms, donor-conceived people, and non-traditional families. Now let's do this thing. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I have some random things that I really want to get into that are obviously going to give you even more insight into solo motherhood and maybe just really paint a picture. This weekend, I decided to check into connecting with biofamily of Leos. Now, it is like, I'm still kind of working out how I feel about it on my own. And to say that it's overwhelming would be an understatement. Understatement of the century, okay? Now, I'll kind of like explain what that means. Now, obviously, when you use a donor to conceive a child, the donor gives samples, and oftentimes it's a lot of samples, and therefore they will have a lot of bio children. Okay. And I can go off on a tangent here and just say that yes, for a lot of donor conceived people, this can be a concern because having so many siblings can be, of course, overwhelming and difficult to manage and hard for someone to really wrap their head around. And I did get a little bit of a glimpse of that today, or like this weekend, when I was really going through the biofamily information and just kind of connecting with other moms and just, I don't know, it's been like such a whirlwind. I'm still trying to like wrap my head around it. But yes, it can be a concern for the donor conceived community. And because of that, I wanted to kind of gain some knowledge and understanding on what that really means and what it's like and so forth. So I started doing my own digging and research and building connections and whatever. And through that, I've made some connections and we'll get back to that part. But as I was saying, donors will donate a certain amount of vials, and those are sold to different families, and therefore there are a lot of bio siblings out there, and they are all over the world. So it's pretty crazy. And this is, coming from the mom's perspective, of course, I feel overwhelmed, and there are so many bio siblings that I have already been able to connect with. And by connect with, I mean, this is like early on. Okay. I joined a group. I was able to say, this is the donor, whatever. And that was basically it. Like I didn't, you know, I saw that there were other moms in the group that use the same donor and they have their own children. And there was tons of pictures and things, and everybody was incredibly welcoming and super kind. But again, it was like, crazy overwhelming just to see the amount of siblings, or they call them diblings, so donor siblings, which again, new term for me. Okay, I am like 4+ years into this independent mom having a baby on your own using donor sperm journey, like at least 4 years now. Okay, and that's, I've only had Leo for 2 and a bit, and then that's including the pregnancy, and then research phase is even that, probably 5-6 years actually. But yeah, you're still learning things every day, and it's just crazy. And I want to take a minute to just validate big feelings. And oftentimes we think, I'll deal with this when they're 18, or I'll deal with this at a later time, or maybe my child will not want to meet like biofamily. And that's very much true, very much a possibility. I've connected with tons of donor conceived people who do not want to really connect with other people. And there are tons of them that do and love it and have had a great experience. And of course, there are some that haven't had such a great experience, which is a shame. But because of my son and I want to do the right thing for both of my kids. I'm a mom. I love them with my entire being. And if I can do anything that will set them up for, you know, joy, success, love, and feeling like they come from a whole family or whatever it is, like I do it, and I do it with all of me. You know, I give it my best effort every damn day. Okay. But yeah, that being said, it's been a journey. Okay. This is just this weekend. I'm recording this on a Monday, FYI. I have some time in the day today, so I'm just crushing this out. But yeah, it was a lot just trying to take in the fact that there are other siblings out there that are Leo's brothers and sisters. Is just like crazy town to really wrap your head around. Anyways, so it's been cool. Again, I'm taking time to just digest. And that is something that I always recommend, no matter what it is that you're doing. If you're at the very beginning of this journey or not, you have to take time and just kind of sit on these things and feel all the feelings and, you know, work it out and see. Yeah, just work it out and work through the big emotions and try to enjoy the process, of course. And ultimately, I'm excited for what this means. I am excited for the future. I'm excited to possibly be able to meet and have Leo and Riley meet some of Leo's bio family, which to me, they are our family. They are just as much Riley's family as they are mine and Leo's because we're a unit. But yeah, I'm excited for what the future may hold and, you know, for him growing up, the fact that he has these connections that have already kind of been made for him and he would have the opportunity and the decision to decide to either continue those connections or not. And again, ultimately, it's up to the child. No matter what we may feel as the mom, it's really ultimately up to our children. And that always takes me back to when I was a kid or when I was growing up, I always tried to bring it back to that. And I remember I actually had an argument, a kind argument, lighthearted argument at my previous job when I was in corporate. And one of the bosses was talking about how, you know, his daughter was such a brat and she was this, that, and the other thing. She was a teenager and she was just really going through it and she was giving him a hard time. And I just looked at him and I was like, listen, okay, she's driving you nuts, but I want you to just pause for a sec, get out of your like parent brain and your need to control and your need for things to be a certain freaking way and really think about it and remember when you were a kid. Remember when you were 14 and you were a little jerk and, you know, that was people's perception of you. You weren't actually a jerk, but you know what I mean? Like you were going through big things at 14. You were having all these emotions and, you know, the dramas of school and all the pressure on you as a kid and you have to fit in and you got to do this, that, and the other thing. And your parents are also driving you freaking nuts and they know nothing, right? As your perspective, as a 14-year-old, your kids know, your parents know nothing, right? But yeah, just if we really just relax for a sec and remember what it's like to be a kid, we can really just sympathize and understand that it's tough being a kid, right? So yeah, I think, again, at the end of the day, it's important to try to think about their perspective and to allow them the right to choose and allow them the right to really follow what's right for them. Because ultimately, that's all we want as individuals in life, is to just be able and be given the freedom to just follow our own hearts. So again, that means if he wants to continue these connections as he gets older, that's his prerogative. If he decides that he doesn't, again, his prerogative. It's not my decision. Ultimately, I just want him and, again, both of my babies to be happy and feel all the love that they could possibly ever feel in this entire world. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't even have the words. And it's been something that I've just been trying to kind of deal with and figure out how I feel about, because it's a lot. And I was talking about it with my best friend. We're talking about how, like, and she said to me, you know, it's probably because you didn't really think that you would be dealing with this or facing this until he was like 18, right? Like meeting bio family, because technically that's how it's supposed to be. But now with DNA like kits and all those things, like there's so much more out there now and people are looking to make connections and you're able to connect with anybody nowadays because it's online. And yeah, there's the possibility of connecting with bio family before they're 18. And I hadn't thought about it at that time. Truthfully, I hadn't thought about it up until just like a couple of weeks ago. And that's because I had another solo mom reach out to me and ask if I had connected with any and if I could kind of lead her in the direction to finding biofamily for her child. And I was like, wait, like, I don't know. Don't they have to be 18? And she's like, no, I don't think so. Like, I've heard of other moms doing it. So then, of course, I put my worker hat on and I got to work and I asked around and found some really just great choice mamas that were willing to kind of spill the tea and help me out and find the connections. And it was pretty easy after that, honestly. It just took a couple of questions and yeah, it opened a whole other world that I was truthfully not prepared for. That's just me being honest again, because I hadn't thought that like I would be facing this step right yet. So it's overwhelming. But again, I will reiterate that it is very exciting and I'm happy. It's not a bad, like anxious. It's just like a holy crap kind of anxious. I'm sure you understand what I mean. I hope you understand what I mean. But if you are a solo mama or you are on this journey, this is something that's going to be added to the Single Mom Mindset program. If you're in there or not, you'll have access to it. If you're not in there, you can check out the link below. I'm still having the Black Friday deal. It runs out on December 1st at midnight. So you're going to want to get in there ASAP. It's 30% off, which is crazy town. It's already a really great deal, but to get it 30% off, of course, it's fantastic with the holidays and all the gifts that we're buying and so forth. It's nice to save a little money. So I hope that helps. But yes, it's definitely going to be added to the program as I learn. I've already said it 100 times. Like as I learn these things as a solo mom myself, I will continue to share what I learn and to just pass on the knowledge and pass on the experience and to continue to speak from the heart and just try to empower the rest of you and, you know, and ultimately myself, if I'm being honest. Just to continue the flow of feeling empowered and feeling like I'm in control, kind of, as much as we can be in life, of our circumstances and just the outcome and so forth. So yeah, keep a lookout for that. That's coming soon. And as well as if you are considering this journey or not, truthfully, if you're just an independent mom, a solo mom already, or just looking to step into your power. I know I have a lot of listeners that are kind of from those three categories. You're either already a single mom by choice, a solo mom by circumstance, and or you're kind of, you know, dipping your toe into one of those two, trying to figure out which is for you. And that's why you are my favorites, because ultimately I relate to all of you in so many different ways, just because I'm living it and have been for over 7 years, which is crazy to me when I really think about it. But yeah, I have Empowered Woman, which is the program to just really up level your life and to just heal and focus on learning who you are again, self-discovery, all these wonderful things that will help you step into your power. I have endless moms and women that will reach out to me like, okay, but like, I want to do it, but I don't know if I can. You seem to have it all figured out. And it's like, don't have it all figured out. Ultimately, nobody has it all figured out. Anyone that says that they do is a liar. But that's where we do our whole social media isn't real thing too, because it's not. But I have it under control as much as I can have it under control, I guess. And I have truly come to a place of joy and fulfillment as an individual woman, as an independent just person in general. And that's something that I do fear I wouldn't have been able to fully embrace while I was in the relationship with my ex, my daughter's father. Because it wasn't a healthy relationship. There was a lot of negativity. There was a lot of emotional, mental abuse. It was really, really nasty for a really long time. And truthfully, I always kind of picked those kind of partners. And it really took me walking away from that to realize that I had these patterns and I really needed to work on my own shit, you know? And because I wanted to be a good person for my kids. I wanted my, at the time, just my daughter, right? I wanted her to have a mom that she was proud of. I wanted her to have somebody who was like emotionally regulated and had her shit together and knew what she wanted and wasn't wishy-washy and was healed and happy and just genuinely, genuinely, truly happy. And sadly, in our day and age, there's not a lot of people that can say that, that they just are happy. I'm telling you, ask around. When you ask somebody, how are you? I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine. Sure. And then oftentimes, if you're not close with them, that's where the conversation ends. But it's a lot of just bitching and moaning and complaining and, you know, I'm a victim and I'm a this and I'm a whatever. And again, all of us are victims of certain things. Sure, if you want to look at it that way. But all of us are also have been given the gift of opportunity to change, have been given the gift of perspective, have been given the gift of opportunity if we look at it that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could have looked at my separation and calling off my engagement as an embarrassment, which I did for some time. I could have looked at it as a failure and just big shame for my family and myself, which I did for a while. But I finally came to the place of acceptance and truthfully a gratitude because he wasn't my person. And I can look back on that time and forgive him, for one, which is huge. Forgive myself, which is major. And honestly, look at it from a place of knowing that I had the opportunity to grow from that. It was like a lesson. Do you know what I mean? And from our union came our daughter, who is the most magnificent little girl in the entire world, of course, because she's mine. And that's, I'm allowed to say that. But yeah, it came, you know, beautiful things came from our union, our relationship. And I'm grateful for that. And also when it came to an end, it gave me the opportunity to learn and grow and see things in a different way, I guess, and some time on my own to really reflect and change and step into like the woman that I wanted to be, who I couldn't be when I was with him. You know what I mean? So inside of Empowered Woman, there's tons of self-discovery, healing work, working on your self-confidence, and just figuring out what lights you up. And that, again, is inside and outside of motherhood. Because as a mom, the biggest gift, and this is where people get it all mixed up, the biggest gift a mother can give to her children is her own happiness. And that gets all screwed up. I see it all over social media and how it's selfish and how moms are this, that, and the other thing. And kids need this and kids need that and kids need mom and dad. Doesn't matter if mom and dad are awful together. They need a mom and a dad in the picture. And people, it's just, there's arguments and it's just insanity. And I see it everywhere. It's obnoxious because they have it so wrong. Because what kids need, again, think back to when you were a kid. Think back to when your friends, when you go to their house, okay? The dynamics, okay? When you were a kid, what kids need is stability, love, and a happy home, okay? Let me say it again. Stability, love, and a happy home. And what that means is if you are an independent mom raising your kid on your own or kids on your own, okay, and you're showing up miserable, hating life, feeling like a victim, saying, you know, your dad is this, that, and the other thing and whatever, and just dropping all of that on your kids and whatever, okay, that's where it's not great. Right? That's where we're kind of dropping the ball. And that's what I didn't want to be. I had a lot of that when I was a kid growing up, when my parents split up, and that was the worst thing that I could ever become, in my opinion. So I did my best to not become someone who does that to my kid, to put them in that position, because it's not their problem to have to deal with adult problems. Okay. But yeah, if your child is being raised by just you as an independent mom, and you're somebody who followed your heart, okay? You're someone who has a hobby that brings you joy and you find time for it. amazing. If you are a solo mom who, when you are tapped out, you are done, okay, which happens to all of us, again, despite what you may think online, what you hear, what you see, it's BS. We all get tapped out. We all get tired. We all need a break, okay? Now, if you're a solo mom who finds a way to tap out, okay, I don't even care if that means that you have nobody, but your kid is in daycare, okay? You are going to take an extra whatever time. If you're able to pick up your kid at 6 and normally you pick them up at 5:15, you're going to go pick them, if you're able to pick them up at 6, but normally you pick them up at 5:15, what you're going to do is you're going to show up at 6, and between 5:15 and 6, you're going to go do something just by yourself. Because at the end of the day, when you do go pick them up, you're going to feel a little bit more, because you had 45 minutes to yourself, you're going to feel a little bit more refreshed, kinder, more loving, and show up as the best version of you, right? But yeah, like being an independent mom and showing up as the best version of you for your child is the best thing that you can do. And people get it twisted. It drives me nuts, okay? It is the far more superior situation to being stuck with somebody who you feel like you have to stay with them for the kids. It's awful. I'm telling you, ask around, have conversations with your friends who grew up in that situation. I can attest to it. Okay. And then when the parents split up, when they're really, really toxic and ugly as individuals, it's awful. Doesn't help anybody. That's where it gets tricky. And that's where a lot of people think, well, if it's not together, then, you know, that's worse for the kids. Those are the people that oftentimes had a really crappy situation after their parents split up because, listen to this, because the parents didn't prioritize the children. They prioritized their own feelings, their own emotions, their own drama, and laid it all out for the kids. I'm telling you, ask your friends. Ask around, ask at your place of work, ask. I am telling you, 10 out of 10, that's the problem. And it's almost 0% of the time that it's solely a solo mom. 0% of the time, I'm telling you, a solo mom that chose to be a solo mom, an independent mom, and raise her kids as an individual, okay? Because she knew and knows what this decision means. She doesn't have expectations from anybody else. She doesn't have the headache from anybody else. It eliminates 97, we'll say. We can't be 100% ever. It eliminates probably about 97% of the issue. So a lot of times you're going to hear like these statistics and all these things of, oh, but solo mothers, children, you know, they're set up for failure and they're this, that, and the other thing. They're drug users and they're murderers and all these obscene things. They're not. These statistics are so far out there. And if you really read what they are, they're not talking about solo moms by choice ever. I'm telling you, you need to do your research if you're going to listen to these things. But yes, ask your friends, ask around, and you're going to see that becoming the happiest, most fulfilled, joyful person, and that's in all areas of your life, okay? Becoming that person will make you the best mom on the planet. Period. Period. I'm telling you. Okay. You just show up as a better person in your life. You greet the day with more joy because you're a joyful person. So if you're on the journey to being a solo mom, or you are a solo mom and you're looking to find your power again, your joy again, your fulfillment, that spark that might be dulled right now, jump into Empowered Woman, also running at 30% off until December 1st at midnight Eastern. You're going to love it. The best version of you is inside of that program. I'm looking for women that are really ready to do the work. Okay. It takes about 8 weeks to get through the program from beginning to end. And of course, it takes you showing up and being willing to put in a little bit of effort every day. And that's even 5 minutes a day. Okay. But yeah, the best version of you is inside of there. You just need to face it head on and decide, choose that you want to be the most empowered version of yourself. I cannot wait to see you inside of there. It's been exciting. All the women that I've connected inside of that program and just seeing their transformations have been incredible. Yeah, it's just been really fun, and I can't wait to see what happens with you. So that's it for this week. It's been a bit of a crazy one, feeling all the emotions. But yeah, I hope you come back next week for an all new episode. Please leave a review, share with your friends, and come back next week. I love you for it. See you then. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave a review, subscribe, and come back next week for an all new episode. Till then, have the best week. Bye.